Here at the U.S. Soybean Export Council Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting with me is David Harkey with the Illinois Soybean Association. And David, why are you here?
I'm here to learn more about the world demand for protein for animal feeds. Sitting on the production committee with USB, I've been asked to, be the lead of the composition of the soybean, and felt that they're going to be discussing the meal and needs of the industry coming on, and felt that I needed to be here.
Well, being on the board of USB, USB is one of the primary stakeholders here. So when you came here, what are your concerns? What are the concerns of the producers that you represent regarding the future of soybean exports?
Well, one out of every two rows, one out of those rows gets exported overseas, and we've got to maintain and build those markets because, every day, with the technology as it's increasing the production of our soybeans in the States, we've got to continue to find more markets for our soybeans. And like, the gentleman from China spoke, the demand in China just for animal feeds alone is going to be huge with the number of people they have to feed. And it's that way around the whole world. I mean, the demand for protein is huge, and it's going to keep increasing. And we just need to figure out how to keep U.S. soybeans number one in far as customer demands for protein for their livestock.
Now, what are some of the things that some things you may have learned today that you didn't know?
I didn't know that China was going to be, they're looking to increase their production by over 25% in the next 5 years, and that's a lot of pork. I don't know if you can do that in a country that fast. If you think, in the state of Illinois to increase production by 25%, that's a lot. So we saw a good flux in the markets here 2 months ago when China announced they were going to import pork, and I think we're going to continue seeing that, and it's going to be good. For every pound of pork we export, we're exporting basically a pound of bean meal.
Would you say you're getting good information, good news here?
Yes, good news, great demand, finding out that there's going to be a very bright future for agriculture in the United States and throughout the world for that, but we're hoping to keep, American farmers on top.
So you're impressed with this event overall then, and what would you say is really the need for an event like this?
Well, the need for the event like this is to find out where in the world our biggest opportunities are at, and make sure that we apply the funding to the correct locations in the world to get the biggest return on investment.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Here at the Animal Utilization Stakeholders Meeting for the U.S. Soybean Export Council, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.